Let's begin step four, become an investor. Now that you have determined where you are today, what your plan is for tomorrow, next year, and 5 years from now, you've gotten control of your cash flow management, it's time to move to the right side of the quadrant. Or if you're already there, expand your investments in the I quadrant, your assets, so you'll have more assets working for you instead of you working for money.
Actually, step four and five are both going to deal with how you can build the three types of assets. These are the three types of assets that Rich Dad tells us about. First of all, the paper assets, real estate, and building a business. You might think of these as three legs on a stool, and the best way and the most secure way is if you have some in each of those. And when you're just beginning, however, you might find that one speaks to you more than another. And we definitely want to encourage that because where your interest is, where your passion is, that's where you will be more successful.
And a note of caution, we are not telling you to quit your job. What's important for you to understand in the Rich Dad philosophy is it's not what you do during the day to get your paycheck, to earn your paycheck. It's what you do with your paycheck when you receive it that's important. You have the power with every dollar you receive to become an investor. And that's what we want to talk to you about. Don't go out and quit your job and say, I'm going to become an investor overnight. We want to help you get started, and then you can move forward quicker and quicker each day.